This educational audio initiative sits in between collaborative practice, community-oriented learning, and embodied pedagogies. Frequencies was an educational podcasting initiative for students, alumni, and staff. The work was important in supporting and promoting the benefits of audio pedagogies across three schools of art, design, and performance at Camberwell, Chelsea, and Wimbledon Colleges. Themes included topics such as sound practice and podcasts, student support and well-being, alongside learning platforms and course content. These themes were identified as directly related to the curriculum and student experience, whilst facilitating co-created podcasts with staff, students and alumni, focusing on series releases related to arts education. In the podcast series surrounding sound practice and podcasts, there were episode titles such as Dexterity in Design Education. In series two, which focused on student support, well-being, diversity and inclusion, we had episode titles such as Third Culture and Life in London. Hybrid learning and global education also featured as a theme, with episodes titled Is Hybrid Education the Future? With focus on sensory concerns and embodied pedagogies related to digital environments, the work attempted to create a sense of connection in online disembodied spaces, aiming to enhance collective, sonic, and live forms of pedagogy within our digital and physical learning environments, whilst focusing on the benefits of podcasting whilst considering ethics of capturing staff and student voices. Looking to one of my references titled Toward a Problematic of Silence in Action Research by Lisa A. Mazet, this text informed some of the relationships between textual material and sound material in this work, where researchers would usually often generate large amounts of text in the form of transcripts or notes, and this would usually be the main way of analysing, and the idea of a problematic of silence really speaks to those areas when consuming text, particularly where we fail to recognise or highlight the accounts or thoughts that people may silently voice that may not be captured in text. With this emphasis on the written and textual word, this text really attempts to engage a way of considering how silences are used in research settings, particularly to communicate meanings of previous hidden words because they were unspoken or undocumented. The proposal in this text of the problematic of silence is something that allows silences to be revealed and breathe. It really questions what counts as text and speech in and out of our understanding of communication, and particularly when it's present in textual records like transcripts. So part of the rationale for this work and creating those educational podcasts is to almost enable a problematic of silence that encourages to seek out what those silences may be in this context. From an audio-based and reflective perspective, where we had access to the sound and the podcast itself, but we also had access to the transcripts and text taken from the podcasts. Through consulting an approach focusing on experiential and sensory qualities of the educational experience, alongside practical, asynchronous, and reflective aspects of the outputs, meant that methods focused on subjective aspects of the collegiate experiences in co-creating podcasts. Students and staff recorded accounts of experiences of those involved through structured and semi-structured interviews. An ethnographic research methodology was present through a collaborative audio recording method involving different groups of staff and students working together to produce audio content. The process included research, storytelling, script writing, recording and editing, where everyone was involved in different parts of the process. This all surrounded editing, recording, and production, facilitating a collaborative development method. This led to discourse and dialogue between mixed discipline and year group student cohorts, which had regular and intentional new moments of educational exchange. This took place in and outside of timetabled learning. Auditory qualities of the podcast outputs were recognised and embraced by both staff and students. This was through jingles and sound effects. Sensory qualities were prioritised in the group recordings, and this resulted in an increased understanding of the importance of media processes, alongside the balance and importance of the voice and dialogic listening. The cyclical role of feedback was also highlighted in this process, where exchange and feedback existed through the means of the podcast recording in delivery, often leading to richer exchanges and learning and practice sharing. Overall, there was an increased sense of responsibility for the podcast creation process, as well as an increased commitment from the group's exchange and ideation processes. Although few of the recordings were not shared externally, the process of creating these showed that there is value in the act of recording, as well as producing a final educational podcast output. Better understanding of the student voice was definitely present, and there was a definite increase in digital, technical, and sonic literacies for those involved. The nature of this initiative meant that there was high presence online and in person, resulting to the success of hybrid formats to support collaborative working across these diverse contexts and disciplines. Feature considerations surround further development of targeted themes and topics pertinent to the educational experience of students and staff, with the intention of supporting dialogue and dialogic exchange and better understanding ethical ways to disseminate educational materials.